Lili Nishmas of Kleinim Mishkamish, Benarbili Melech. Megillah Per Gimel Mishnalef. Bnei Ha'ir Shemachru Rechov V'Shalir. The people of the city sell the street of the city. The street of the city, according to the Tanna Kamma, has Kedusha, because on the days of Tainis, like we had Maseches Tainis, they used to go into the street to daven. But the Rav, first of all, brings up right away, the Chum didn't hold of this, and the Rav says the Halacha is like the Chum. But according to the Tanna Kamma, the Bnei Ha'ir that sold the street, Lochin Bedamva based HaKnesses. You can take that money that now has Kedusha, and you can use it to buy a Beis HaKnesses, which is a higher level. But you can't, it sounds like you can't even buy another city street. You always have to go to a higher level. Malon B'Kodesh Ve'in Maridin. And it sounds like you can't even go to the same level. At least L'chatchila. Beis HaKnesses Leichin Teva. And if one would sell a shul, he can buy a Teva, which is Arna Kodesh, for a Sefer Torah. Teva, if he sells a Teva, which is an Arun, Leichin Mitpachis. The higher level of Kedusha, which is closer to the Sefer Torah, is the mantle, is the covering of the Sefer Torah itself. Mitpachis. And if he sells the mantle, the covering of the Sefer Torah, Loichin Sfarim, he can buy Sfarim, which in this case, the Rav says, is specifically Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Sfarim, if he sells Sfarim, Loichin Torah. He can go one higher level, which is the highest level, which is the Sefer Torah itself. He can sell Nevi'im and Ksuvim and buy Sefer Torah. Aval Machro Torah. But if he sells the Sefer Torah, Lo Yichu Sfarim. He should not take that money to buy Sfarim. But in this case, it seems that everybody agrees he can take the money once he already sells it to buy a Sefer Torah. Sfarim, if he sold Sfarim, Levin and Ksuvim, Lo Yitchu Mitpachis. He shouldn't go down. He shouldn't buy Mitpachis, the mantle. Mitpachis, Lo Yitchu Teva. If he sells the Mitpachis, the covering of the Sefer Torah, he shouldn't use that money to buy an Arna Kodesh. Teva, which is the Aron, Lo Yitchu Beis HaKnesses. He shouldn't use that money to buy a Shul, which is a lower level of Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yitchu Esarechov. And a shul, he shouldn't use that money if he sells a shul to buy a street. V'chein b'maisrein, and also the change. So for example, if he sold Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and he used that money to buy a Sefer Torah, which he was allowed to do, but there was change left over, he can't take the change and buy something with the change of a lower level. And the Rav says, however, if the sale of any of these items, if they were sold by seven of like the prominent people of the city, in the presence of the people of the city, you're allowed to sell these items even for anything. Even if it's like the Rav says, just to use the money to buy drinks, it's also mutter. And only we're dealing with Dvarim Shebekedusha that are owned by a kfar. So for example, a Beis HaKnesses of a village, you're allowed to sell it for something higher. And also you're allowed to sell with Shiva Tuveir, B'maimit Anshayir, with these seven people that we just said, in presence of everybody, and you can sell to buy anything. That's only with a kfar, with a village. But a large city where there's a lot of people that use it, Taisantif says the Kedusha on that is chomer that you can't sell it. Mishnah continues, Ein marchin eshal rabam liyachid, mibnei shmaridon oiso mikdushaso, Div Reb Yehuda. So Yehuda says that you cannot sell a shul of rabim to one person because you're being murdered from its Kedusha. Meaning, even if you are going to sell a Beis HaKnesses and you're going to take that money and buy a Sefer Torah, which we're allowed to do, the Mishnah just told us, when you sell the shul, Reb Yehuda says, you cannot sell the shul to one person, that he's going to own the shul, and he's going to use the shul by himself, because you're being murdered from its Kedusha, because it used to be a shul that belonged to a lot of people, and Tefillah B'Tzibur, and Kaddish, and Kedusha, and all the things that a Tzibur can do, and a one person cannot by himself. And the other thing we see, according to Reb Yehuda, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses doesn't leave when you sell it. Because if it left and it went on to the money, what would be the problem? Who cares that somebody else is using it for something else? The Kedusha left it and went on to your money. That's why we had the whole Mishnah where it says what you can use with the money. You can buy things only dafka, something that's a higher level. But the actual shul that you sold, the Kedusha left it when you sold it. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda did not hold of that. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda held that you cannot sell it because you're going down in its Kedusha. Amulo, so they said back to him, Imkein af lo me'ir gadol l'ir katana. So then, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, it also should not be any difference between selling a shul of a large city that it should be used by a small city, according to your logic, and you see that that's not the case. Because in this situation, there's an inyan of Berov Am Hadras Melech. It's a much larger Kedusha. When you have a lot of people davening in a shul, it's greater than a small amount of people davening in a shul. And you're also going down in Kedusha. So you should aser that too, if you hold that the Kedusha is still in the shul and didn't leave from the sale. And the difference is, Taisenta points out that there's obviously a difference, that even though the Kedusha is less, there still is Kedusha. But when you sell a shul to a single person, it's a huge difference, because now you can't say Kaddish or Kedusha or anything, because there's no Tzibur davening there. So there, Rabbi Yehuda would be Machmer, but not in this case.